Shalom Aleichem, everyone. In the bottom of the Testament base, we have the case of two piles, one of Chametz, one of Matzah, two mice and two houses, where the Gemara says, Hainu Shtei Kupos, which it actually does look the same as Shtei Kupos, right? There were two Kupos, Chulin and Truma, two Sa'in, Chulin and Truma, and they two fell into the tomb, but you don't know which fell into which, just like the two breads went into the two houses, you don't know which went into which. And what do we say? We say something called Sha'ani Omer, right? They quote there's a Brisa and a Mishnah of two similar cases. This is the Brisa. Sha'ani Omer, Chulun so Chulun Nafla, V'Truma L'Tov, Truma Nafla, right? Which in the Chronim, sometimes it's called the Kula of Tolin. Tolin, we assume. Right, so we assume it worked out. And the Gemara explains, we only assume that's true by Truma Drabanan, by Bidikas Chametz Drabanan, special Kula, by Yisurim Drabanan. And it's really, the Rishonim discuss this, just the Achronim to make it more of a, like, formal Chakira. What's the relationship between this din of Sha'ani Omer, which is only applies to Dinim Drabanan, and of course another din that we're familiar with that applies to Dinim Drabanan, which is Safi Drabanan Lakula. Right, here it is. The first Shach in Siman Kofi Aleph, you already have Siman Kofi Aleph discussed this. The first Shach says, Desafik Rabbanu Kainu Lekula. So it makes it sound like, although it's tricky if he really means that, but it certainly makes it sound like, as the Prima Gadim there points out, that Sha'ani Omer is not a new rule. It's just a chitimtzi of an existing rule. Which existing rule? The existing rule of Safik Rabbanu Lekula. See, after all, it's 50-50, so Rabbanan is Remeko. And that is a very reasonable thing to think. However, in the second Shach in Yoreh Deis Simchos Yud Aleph, says, Yisurim Rabbanan, for example, what? What's the case there? The case there is not our case of Adika. It's not the case of Truma. It's not Hokus Trumos. But it's equal to the case of Truma, just kosher and treif. Right, you have an Isser Drabanan and Heter, and they fall into a pot of Isser and a pot of Heter. So you assume the Isser fell into the Isser, the Heter fell into the Heter. Says the Shach, Sivkot and Beis, Kigon Shomlo Shogidol Gvino Shel Akum, Kayotzibo, Filo Isser Shishlam Ikrib Doraisa, Kakos Marashba Torsavais, Rashba. The Rashba is not quite as significant as the Shach, for reasons that we'll explain in a moment. He says, what's an example of an Isser Drabanan where we would say Sha'ani Omer? A Gvinas Akum. And that becomes a little challenging because the Shach in Siman Kuf Yod of Yoredeya has what's called his Klolei Sveik Sveika. Rules of the Kula of Sveik Sveika, which are now all Klolei Sveik Sveika. He has their 36 rules. And most of them are about Sveik Sveika, but rules 16 through 26 are about Safik Rabbanu Lekula. And in the Shach Klolei Sveik Sveika, in rules Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, he says that by Gvinas Akum, we don't say Safik Rabbanu Lekula. I don't know what the Rashba thinks, but at least the Shach thinks that by Gvinas Akum, we don't say Safik Rabbanu Lekula. Okay, he didn't make it up, obviously. He got it from some Rishonim. But Venus Akum is very chomer, and we don't say Safi Rabban Lekula. Okay, why? Not our topic now. But what the Shach is Mechadish there in the Kloy Sveik Sveika is that since Venus Akum is more chomer than other Drabbanans, most Drabbanans are things which you might confuse with the Doraisa, and if you do this, then someday you'll do an Isser Doraisa, right? Like most Drabbanans, we think of, don't eat chicken and milk, because if you eat chicken and milk, you might next time, eat beef and milk, right? Don't carry in a caramelist on Shabbos. If you carry in a caramelist on Shabbos, then maybe next time you'll carry in a Rishos HaRabim on Shabbos. Don't read by the lamplight, because if you read by the lamplight, in another minute, you might tilt the lamp to make the light brighter. Says the Shach Venus Akum is more chomer than all other Rabbanans, because the Xeris don't eat Venus Akum, because next time, in a day, in a minute, in a year, in a week, in a second, you might do an Isser D'oraisa, because the Gvinas Akum itself might be an Isser D'oraisa, because it might be treif. It's probably not treif, right? If it was 51% likely to be treif from Piyos Nereisa. No, no, it's less than 50% likely to be treif. Okay, so says the Shach, that's the Shach Shita. He didn't make it up, but not all Rishonim have to hold this. In general, if you think most Rishonim hold all the Shach's Klolis Fakes Fake, you'll get into trouble. The Shach found Rishonim hold all his Klolis Fakes Fake and Paskin like them. Lav Davka, all Rishonim here. But the Prima Gadol already points out there's a bit of a steer in the Shach. Says there's a steer in the Shach. If it's really Medin Safdir, if it's just a Hitinsi Safdir around the Kula, then it shouldn't apply to Venus Akum, at least according to the Shach himself. so he leaves this unresolved. We'll leave this unresolved for a few minutes at least. But this is really the question. What's the nature of the din called Sha'ani Omer, which only applies only the din in Durabah? Right? That's clear. Is it just a Hitinsi of Safek Darabanan Lekula? Or is it? It's a new din. What is the new din? The new din is that, look, there's a different Safek Darabanan Lekula. Safek Darabanan Lekula means it might have happened, it might not have happened. Neither way fits a better pattern. But over here, there's a pattern that it fits. There's a kosher and a treif. There's a kosher and a treif. The kosher, well, let me preface by reminding you of the radical Maharam Chalava. What was radical about the Maharam Chalava? He said, Sha'ani Omer has nothing to do with the 50-50 Suffolk. Right? He said, of course the new din. But it's not a new din to be Machriya 50-50 Suffolk. It's a new din to be somech on the fact that it's probably Mutter. Oh, but by Doraisa, as we like to be Machmir and not somech on the fact it's probably Mutter, it's by Drabanan. Will be purely logical, so the fact is probably mutter. And therefore he says, what's the case of the Shei Kupos and the Shei Saim? It's not that it's 50-50. It's that either an adult poured them in, and therefore it's more likely that he noticed what was true, what was chul, and would have put the true in the true, and the chul, there's no way to tell. Or that the true was next to the true, and the chul was next to the chul. Likewise, here are the mice. You have to say, oh, well, the chametz was next to the chametz, the matz was next to the matz, was more likely. So clearly, that is a different ballgame. No one else agrees with the Maram Chalava, right? Says the Maram Chalava, it's just more likely than Tzius that it's Mutter. Okay, that's a radical Shita which no one else agrees with. But they're talking, no, let's assume that both these Shitas assume that it's 50-50. Just, is it that it's 50-50, and if we say something about Lekula, or is it that it's 50-50, and this is a special new din called Tulia, called, you find an idea, the pattern works out, you have the right to make a din of Darabanan. Why? Because they want to make a din of Darabanan. What the one nafgamina is, what comes up here in the Shach, again, it's only nafgamina for the Shach. I shouldn't say for the Shach, I just forgot which Rishon he was quoting in the Kvali Sfeik Sfeika. But the Shach didn't make up any of his Kvali Sfeik Sfeika, because he just picked which Rishonim to to Paskin like. What is he quote here? He quotes from the Torah Schatas, quoting the Isser Veheter. Okay, then he develops it. Okay, maybe this is based on interpretation. Here we are. An Isra Heter. He's quoting the Isra Heter, who's quoting Rav Shmuel Bar Baruch. He's quoting Rav Shmuel Bar Baruch. Okay, we could have stopped at the Shach. What might be an Afkamina? So one Afkamina might be, how about Medinas Akon? The Shach. If it's a din of Safek Darabanan Lekula, then we would not say Sha'ani Omer. No, tough luck, it's usher. But if it's a new din, then here's the Shach himself. We do say Sha'ani Omer. That sort of proves it's a new din according to the Shach, and we will have other proofs as well. Because it applies even to Venus Akum, where Safek Darabanan would be Lechumra. The other Nav Kriyas Prima Gadol brings up, which is not in the Rishonim, in the classic Achronim, is what about Davar Sheyesh L'Matilin? Right, we have a principle in the Gemara in Beitza, in the very beginning, Daf Gimel, that, or I think it's like Dalet Amud Aleph, maybe by the time we get to this part of the Sugya, it's Rav Ashi, maybe on Dalet Amud Aleph, who says, Suffering Rabbanon's L'Kula, but by Davar Sheyesh L'Matilin, Suffering Rabbanon's L'Chumra. Davar Sheyesh L'Matilin, something being mutter later, even if it's also being mutter later, classic examples are Mukta. What if you have Suffering something's Mukta? Mukta's an Ishtar Rabbanon, Suffering something's Mukta. You might think anytime you're Suffering something's Mukta, it's totally mutter. No, that's the Davar Sheyesh L'Matilin. Since it will be mutter when three stars come out, therefore, be machmer Suffering Rabbanon's L'Chumra and just wait till three stars come out. Suffering Rabbanon's only a kula when there's no way to resolve the situation by just waiting. Okay, that's a klal accepted in Shas, that Suffering Rabbanon's L'Chumra by Davar Sheyesh L'Matilin, says the Prima Gadim. How about Shani Omer by Davar Sheyesh L'Matilin? If it's the regular din of Suffering Rabbanon's L'Kula, then we would not say Shani Omer by Davar Sheyesh L'Matilin. That's a classic example. I don't know, I have a mukta. I have mukta grape juice and, you know, some squeeze it on Shabbos, even if it flowed out by itself on Shabbos. A mukta grape juice and good mutter grape juice. I guess mukhan technically is the opposite. And two cups, and they fall into my two barrels of wine. Whatever, work out all the details. And one was mukta, one wasn't. And I wonder, did the mukta fall into the mukta, the mukhan into the mukhan or not? So if it's something about mukhan, I can't be making it. It's a new din. Then I don't know. We don't find the mukta sheesh right here. You can't apply any rules. Maybe this new din does apply. And a stama would apply until proven otherwise. Yes. If chametz is yesh l'matir, okay, right. That's the tricky part. Even if chametz is yesh l'matir in terms of eating the chametz, but I don't know. I don't the chib, because even if you hold like the Rambam that chametz is davar sheyesh l'matir because you can eat it after Pesach, but bedikah is not davar sheyesh l'matir. If you wait, it doesn't become mutter. Okay, so the
Rabbi the Maram. The Maharam isn't, when we were learning the same topic, Motzi Midevadai, about the Shechita, about the likelihood of being Nifgam, the Sakin, by the ore, or by rocks that he did afterwards, we were willing, even in Issa Doraita, to say the more likely Mitzias is Pat. We told him the more likely Mitzias.
Yeah, look, the Maharam Chalava is an interesting question. If it's really more likely, why are we so much on that even by Doraitas? Meaning, for everyone else, obviously only by Rabbanan. So whether there's a new din, whether there's an old din, why do you make it by 50-50 of the Doraisa?
But we are
talking about that. That's an interesting question. Why do we say Doraisa? Also, the Maisa, he doesn't say explicitly, if you ask me, my intuition would be that maybe, and I tried to hint at this, I can't prove it, but if you ask me, my intuition, my guess, is that really you should be able to say Shani over by Doraisa also. But since it's a weak svara, because it's a good svara, but since it's weak, therefore it's a bare, you know, it's not 90% likely. It's barely more likely.
Didn't Rav Chisda say that, though? When he said that it's more likely that it was nifkan by the rats than by the ore of the behemah, the sakin. So he was really saying a version of Shani Omer.
Could be. I think that's a little different. That's Vade versus Suffolk. Here's just a little more likely. So, okay. I see the similarity, but it's not exactly the same. There you have the factor of Vade and Suffolk. I know everyone else doesn't necessarily know what the case that you're referring to. But I would say that case, you have a factor called Vade, which is a little different. And therefore, I wouldn't equate it, even though there's some parallel. Okay.
Excuse me? Couldn't we really say that Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin is not, it's not in a rove or anything. It's just a general concept that anytime you have anything that verges on a suffix, you don't use it and you just go ahead and wait till after.
Okay, you're right. It could be that since, what's more to say, since Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin applies to two different rules, right? We don't say Bittul Barov and Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, and we don't say, and we don't say Subdarban Kulin, Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. Maybe this is not a good nafgamina, okay? With all due respect to the Prima Gadim, it's not a good nafgamina because you don't do any kulas in Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. that might depend on the machlok zachronim. I mean, you're right. I just point out that might depend on the machlok zachronim quoted in your and kuf days in the Pesach Tshuva. So if Katan Aleph, he quotes Machlok as Tzim Tzimachronim, or who, okay, Sidur Shal Shabbos, Litzemach Tzedek, etc. Do you say Kol Deparsh Megruba Parsh by Dover Shish Matirin? That's not an exact parallel, but there seems to be, at least that's a mucker for some discussion of, do you say any Hachros by Dover Shish Matirin or not? So again, it could depend on that issue. Right, you could likewise have other questions that are not explicit on the page of the Shulchan Aruch here. Right, do you go by Karuv? Right, there's a rule that whenever something's closest to it, that's more similar to Maran Kolob. Do you go by that? But Mokum Domishis Latirin. So you're right, it could be. I would say maybe you would say Shani Omer, and the Prima Gadol thinks you would. Right, these are both the Prima Gadol's nafkinas, not mine. The Prima Gadol thinks you would say Shani Omer. Or maybe we don't use any. Another interesting question, would you go by Chet Hazaka Lahatar B'Dabi Shish Latirin? And that, I think the answer is probably yes. We don't use any Hachros Lahakel B'Dabi Shish Latirin. So Morty's right. It's not such clear enough Gamina. Maybe that's what the Prima Gadol means when he ends with Tzarchiyim B'Dabi Shish Latirin. I mean, he always ends with Tzarchiyim and everything. It's his writing style. So I accept your point. Now, the Shach points out another interesting nafgamina could be the machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'ah, the Torah Zabayis versus the Bedek Abayis, based on really a diuk in the Shach Levitarian, Sefes Yavamos, as you noticed that you read the Torah Zabayis and the Bedek Abayis. There's a machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Tosos refers to Reish Lakish here as well. Reish Lakish says you only say Sha'ani Omer if there's a rove. If the bins that it fell into are bigger than the small baskets that fell in. Right? So even if Truma fell into your chulin, it would be bottom of a rove. Okay. We don't pass like Reish Lakish. It's an interesting shita. We don't pass like Reish Lakish. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says even if there's no rove. But the machlokas Rashba and Ra'ah is, when Rabbi Yochanan says, even if there's no rove, do you still need half and half or not? Does Rabbi Yochanan mean that this needs to be, you know, if here is your, you know, red and green, right? Chulin, Truma. And here is your Truma, and here is your Chulin. And we don't know, right, what happened. We don't know what fell where. So, says, let's call this, number one. Let's call this number two. Says Reish Lakish that you need number one to be greater. No, that's not what he said. You need the bottom one to be greater so that there's perhaps a bit of a rove. We'll get to that. You need number two to be greater than number one. The size to be greater. We don't pass like Reish Lakish. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Here it's not so clear in the Gemara. That's the machlokes in the Rashba and the Ra'ah. Says the Rashba, you need number two to be, anyone remember their high school math, greater to or equal than number one. Meaning what falls in doesn't need to be, the bottom doesn't need to be greater than what falls into it, what might have fallen into it, but needs to be at least equal. And says the Ra'ah disagrees. He says, doesn't matter at all. Okay, that's Machlokas Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Rashba sort of does say what his reasoning is, and the Ra'ah does not. The Ra'ah doesn't say his reasoning. The Shach fills in the reasoning for the Ra'ah at the end of Sifkat Vav. He sort of throws it online for Ra'ah Sham, but first let's see the reason of the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, because this is not Safak Rabban Lakula. If it was Safak Rabban Lakula, who cares about the amounts? It's maybe us, 50% likely to be us. Who cares about the amounts? Now that this Truman Kulin fell to the Truman Kulin, I want to know, obviously, I don't want to know the status of the Truman. That's the Truman regardless. I want to know the status of the Kulin. Either it became Truman or it didn't become Truman. 50-50, who cares about the amounts? And therefore, if it was Safak Rabban Lakula, we wouldn't care about the amounts. But if it's a new din, no. That new din that we're told at, that we assume that the things on the bottom, the identity of things on the bottom, can somehow cause a pattern in Machriya, the identity of things on the top. That only works if they're significant compared to the things on the top, at least of equal significance. But if they're insignificant compared to what's on top, then you can't say, oh, I'll figure out where these fell based on these things they fell into, if the things they fell into are insignificant. So says the Rashba. So maybe the question is, ha'im ba'inan, what's a nice way of putting it? This is the way the post shelo yarbe ha'truma al ha'chulen lefi Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Rashba. The Rashba says explicitly, yes, and this is the way the Mechaber Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. Yes, you need the bottom one. What I mean by this, lo yarba truma al achulin, meaning the bottom chulin needs to be at least as big as the truma that fell into it. Now we didn't bump the world, but it can be equal. Just in order to be tole something on something else, it needs to at least be significant compared to it. It can be equal significance and you can be tole. But it has to be at least significant. Says the Rashba, yes, because it's a new din. Yaakov's caught me here. You should know, I was very, I had a lot of trouble figuring out exactly how I want to present this. Because in these nafkaminas where the new din was more makel, over here already the new din is more machmir. They could both be true, but that really brings up the question of, is it Safak Rabban Lakula plus a new din? Is it only new din Safak Rabban doesn't apply? Or is it only Safak Rabban Lakula? Because there is no such thing as a new din. And these are really nafkaminas. Is there such thing as a new din? Or is it just Safak Rabban Lakula? This is more of a nafkamina. Is it Safak Rabban Lakula? Or is it that puzzle and it's only a new din? So you're absolutely right. Maybe we'll find some way to mark that on the board. But you're absolutely right. This is a different sug of nafkamina. And what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, because Safak Rabban Lakula doesn't apply here. Why does Safak Rabban Lakula not apply? Because you vadai have the truma vadai fell into these bins. If there's vadai truma in these bins, then we can't say Safak Rabban Lakula. We can't say Safak Rabban Lakula when you know there's an isser here. You just don't know where it is. Then you can't say Safak Rabban Lakula. So says the Rashba, yes, because the new din. Says the Ra'ah, no, not necessary. Now he doesn't say why, right? But the Shach says on his behalf, and here I think it's a valid deep in Shach, because the Shach's been using this terminology all along. Says the Shach at the end of Sukkot and Vav. He says, Rabba Abed Akbay Shal Cholik al Rashba Tila, the Filo Bez Kadir Shari, Filo Yasser Rabba al Heter, Mishum Sveka Durabanan Likula. And this whole Sifkut has been contrasting Sifkut and Rabban Lakula with the new din. Obviously, what he's saying is Ra'ah. He's saying, you could have said the Ra'ah, no, it's a new din, but the new din doesn't require relative significance, right? But, says the Shach, because it is Sifkut Rabbanan Lakula, because it's Sifkut Rabbanan Lakula, now, that brings up, of course, the main chaluk of the Rashba, which the Shachir is paskin like, which it doesn't sound like from the 1 second. Okay, let me throw in, before I come back to this, let me throw in one perhaps more nafkamina, which I admit is going to be a little, you know, I'm going to fudge one point, which I'll tell you. But the interesting issue that the Taz brings up in Sukkot Aleph, which is more obvious. There are two cases. There is the Mishnah and the Tosefta. The Mishnah is not this case. The Mishnah is in Trumos. Right, because it says it's not in our Gemara, but the Masor Shashah says on the side or on the bottom, or wherever they ended up printing it in yours, that it really should be the Tanya. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is a slightly different case, which Tosfos Yevamos quotes. The Mishnah's case is, let me just read it to you. Shtei kupos achas shel trum v'achas shel chulin shenafla sa'a trum l'toch achas mehem. One sa'a falling into two kupos. V'ein yodu le'izme nafla harayani omer. Harayani omer is like shani omer, right? L'toch shel trum v'nafla. Okay. The Mishnah is one into two. The Brisa, which is a Tosefta, is two into two. So what's the relationship between these? Are they exactly the same? Is one of them more obvious to me, Beko? Is one of them less obvious? The Taz points out, is a big machlokas. The Lashon of the Torah is in Simon Kuf. Okay, it's quoted by the Taz here. The Taz quotes, I think, the Lashon of the, I think that's Lashon of the Torah. It's also Lashon of the Chaber. Also Lashon of the Rashba, though he doesn't really seem to mean it. But the Lashon of the Torah is, let me read it to you. Imloy yakanelu chaticha achaz b'yisud rabbanim. There's only one sa'a. I'm translating Sabi. Shtake Deros, Afshel Head Rachel. Survey in your delays enough like Gambus who told him the Hakel. We're also told in this case. We're also told in this case. Says the Taz, that sounds like Gambazu told Mahakel. Halasha Mashu Zegis for its fate, Lahachmir. You would have been more likely to be Mahmir. You would have been more likely to be Mahmir. But Gambazu told Mahakel. And he says that's not true. He says, Adrabba, if you really look in the Beis Yosef, and he really does have a marker in the Rashba, and he could have pointed out this also marker in Tosfos Yevamos. Adrabba, Kol Shekin Basu. It's more obvious to make it when one falls into two than when two fall into two. Okay, that's an interesting question. Which is more obvious? Right? Is it more obvious? Right? The Shulchan Aruch here brings up three cases. Let's just mention the three cases the Shulchan Aruch brings up. There's the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is one into two. There's the case of the Tosefta, the Brisa, which is two into two. And there's the case which is just added by the Rishonim. The case which is discussed by the Rashba. Right? Which is two into one. And you're not sure which of them fell. Right? So, how about between the Mishnah and the Tosefta? Which is more obviously mutter and which is less obviously mutter? One into two versus two into two. So, the Lashon of the Torah and the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, even though we're not sure exactly how seriously we take it, but let's call it the Lashon of the Torah for now, which is a bigger finish to be matir. The Mishnah or the Tosefta? Which is a bigger kiddush to be matir? The Mishnah or the Tosefta? Reasonable question. I'm pretty sure it's a Tosefta. Tosefta in Perkei of Trumos. So, if you think about it, mitzad safek drabanan lekula, what should more obviously be mutter? Case where one falls into two, or the case where two falls into two? L'chora, if you're just using kolator kula dinam, which do you think should be more obviously mutter? One falling into two or two falling into two?
Tosefta.
The Tosefta should be more obviously mutter. Why?
There's more chance. Each thing has to fall into something. So we can say this into there, this into there. But in the Mishnah case, one thing, it can fall here or it can fall there. You're 50-50.
But either way, it's 50-50. Okay, I think this, I'm not sure if this is what you meant or if this is the opposite of what you meant. But Nira Lenny is Daiti. If you're looking for something to run on the Kula, then it's much easier to be made in this case. You have a kind of suffix all. Right? After all, maybe nothing fell into my chulin. Right? Here's my chulin. Here's my truma. And here's my truma. Here's my chulin, truma, chulin, truma. In the case of the Mishnah, nothing might have fallen into my chulin at all. So my chulin's like still b'cheskes heter, which basically what Tosfos says in Yevamos. That's b'cheskes heter. So I would think that if you're looking at stuff you're running the kula, then the... And here it's a little funny because what do I mean by suffer drama in the kula? I'm like adding cheskes heter in here. so I'm adding a factor. What I mean is the kolator kula principles. So I would think that the Mishnah is, or what's the bigger fish? I would think that the Tosefta is the bigger chiddush, because there's less cheskes heter. The Tosefta is the bigger chiddush, because there's less cheskes heter. Tosefta is the bigger chiddush. There's not such a cheskes heter, so the Tosefta is a bigger chiddush, and that is what the Taz says based on the Rashi. Right? Okay. You know, let me take this back for a second. Okay. I'm giving this guy, this Nafkamina with a big asterisk. Why? Because it's all in Havminas. The Havmina doesn't necessarily have to be what's really true in the end. It's just what you might have thought. So this is only within Havmina. Right? But let's say within the half mina. Right? Only within half mina. Only within a half a mina. That's not true. Meaning the Mishnah is true, the Tosefta is true. But within this half a mina, would you have thought that the Mishnah, but not the Tosefta, or vice versa? Right now, this is a half mina. The thing is that this doesn't necessarily show so much shita just because they have a half mina. Right? But within this half mina, what might you have thought? So, and you know, just someone's half mina, I've been different side of the Chakira than the Raskana. But so it's in the half, right? We can do this with a asterisk. If you're looking at it from Safa Gabra and Lakula, what would you have thought? You would have said Havamina to say the Mishnah, but not the Tosefta. Why? Because in the Mishnah, yeah, there I can really be making me suffer because maybe nothing happened. But in the Tosefta, like something definitely fell in. Maybe I have to be more machmir, something definitely fell in. But not the Tosefta, because the Mishnah has more cheskes heter. Right? If you're looking at it as kolator kula regular rules, for sure I'd be more makel in the Mishnah Tosefta. I might have a hobby if the Mishnah is right, but I wouldn't necessarily know that Tosefta is right. Because in the Mishnah, with cheskes heter, maybe nothing fell in. It's suffix all. The Tosefta already, something definitely fell in. Maybe you can't be makel in the suffix when something definitely fell in. However, if you're looking at it as a new din of tliya, then I might say, Adarabba, have a mina. to say the Tosefta, but not the Mishnah. Why? Because in Tosefta, the pattern really works out. Tosefta, like the pattern, is beautiful. Like everything matches nicely, right? Because the Tlia, is a perfect pattern. Right? If you're looking at it as a new din, what would you say? Hold on. Yeah, what's the new din? If everything works out, you can make it be told and drop on it. You can assume that everything fits, that the jigsaw puzzle fits. When does the jigsaw puzzle fit? Yeah, if Kulin to Kulin, Truman to Truman, the jigsaw puzzle fits. Over here, the jigsaw puzzle is up here. It doesn't fit so nicely. Truman to Truman, nothing to Kulin. Like, the puzzle works much better this way. And so here we do have Machlokas and Havamina. Again, this is merely a Havamina. I'm not saying it necessarily proves anything. What's the Machlokas and Havamina? He says that Taz himself, based on the Beis Yosef, and he's the Daik in the Rashba as well, says that Taz, based on the Beis Yosef, he says, no, if the case in the Tosefta is true, Kol Shekin, the case in the Mishnah is true. Meaning the Mishnah is more obviously true. Right? The Mishnah is more obviously true. This is the Beis Yosef and the Taz. The Mishnah is more obviously true. Obviously, the Mishnah is true. The Chiddush that Tosefta is true. However, the Lashon of the Lashon of the Torah that the Taz is working off, and he says it doesn't really mean anything because Beis Yosef also said in the Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon of the Torah is Gam Bazu. Also, in the case of the Mishnah, we're told in Lahagel. Sounds like the Mishnah is more of a Chiddush. This is the Lashon of the Torah, the Mishnah. Why? Even in the case of the Mishnah, we can be Mako. Why do you mean even in the case of the Mishnah, we can be Mako? Why is it more of a Chiddush to be Mako in the case of the Mishnah? Because in the case of the Mishnah, the pattern doesn't work out as nicely. So from the perspective of a new din of a pattern, it makes sense that it's a bigger Chiddush to be Mako in the case of the Mishnah. Okay, so these are some nafkuminas of the Schakira, of course. I know we have a few other things to point out. the other nafkuminas is our Sugya. But it's not enough to mean in our sugya, it's enough to mean how you read our sugya, right? Because everyone agrees in our sugya. As a matter of fact, it is the only case of the four cases in our sugya where everyone agrees what the Gemara is practically saying. The Gemara is practically saying that in the case of Shnei Tziburin and two and Shnei Achbarim and Shnei Batim, we're Mekil and Bedika, because it's Drabbanan, right? That's the only case where everyone has to agree. Maram Chalava can change the Metzias. But everyone has to agree with the Psak is that we're Mekel and Bedika in the case of Shnei Tziburin. Opposed to Shnei Tziburin, everyone gives Ramachber, but they don't know if it's about Achila, Bedika, or Bittel. As opposed to the case of Tzibur Echad, where it is a Machlokes, whether we're Mekel for Bedika or for Bittel, only for Bedika or for Bittel, and whether we hold like a Biosi or Tanan don't disagree, and something, oh, this is the Gamri, Hefker. But let's just take this back for a moment to our case. In our Gemara, basically, how are you going to explain the difference between the difference in our sugya between Teishat Tziburin, which is Mechumra, and Shnei Tziburin, which is Lakula? How are you going to explain the difference between Teisha Tziburin and Shnei Tziburin? Why in Shnei Tziburin we make a Musafik, and Teisha Tziburin we're Machber Musafik? And hopefully I'll remember, even if I remember all the Shitas. No, let's at least mention most of the Shitas. If you say Shnei Tziburin is Safik Rabban Lakula, then by Teisha Tziburin we should also say Safik Rabban Lakula. Remember, it was 90% Ben Tzias likely to be Mutter. There are 9 piles of Matzah. But because of the rule of Gobo, we treat it like 50-50. So, what are you going to have to do? Like Tosos, or like the Chiddush Aran that it's talking about Bedika, which is Misgalgel from Achila, or like the Balamor that it's talking about Bittel, or the Chuli, or maybe say a big Chiddush in Kavua, right? What are you going to have to say? You're going to have to say that, like, the easiest way is to say, like, Tosos and the Baal HaMor and the Chiddush HaRan, that somehow Teisha Tziburin is about a Din D'Oraisa. Right? Tosas, the Baal HaMor, want to be mamish about a Din D'Oraisa. The Chiddush HaRan wants to start as being about a Din D'Oraisa and then piggyback on that. Or, as I mentioned last time, maybe say big Chiddush and Kavua, that Kavua is different than every Safed Rabba, but Kavua is more Chomer than a regular Safed Rabba. Kavua is not just a Mechza Mechza. It's a more Chomer kind of Mechza Mechza, based on live shot, as opposed to Rabbi Chanan's, Rabbi Chanan's shot. But that, I admit, was not super explicit, not even regular explicit. Okay, but or you could say a Chiddush about Kavua, that it's different. But if you say Sha'ani Omer is a new din, then it's very, very pashut. The new din is only when you have a tliya. Now, the new din is only when you have a tliya. You say, everything fell in the right place. In the case of Teisha Tziburin, there's nothing talking about everything falling in the right place. We know where everything fell. We just don't know what it was. So that is very, very pashut. And this is basically the Ravid and many others. Says the Ravid, he says, and really Rabbeinu David also says this, he just tries to attach it to another concept, which we'll mention in a moment, says the Ravid, and Rabbeinu David, he says, no. And what did the Ravid keep saying? He kept saying, you should know, don't think Safed Rabbanu's Lekula here, because after all, we'd be Machmer and Shnei Tzibur if not for the other house. Like, that's a special cool of the other house. If there's no house, we can't be, we can't be Mekel. When there is a second house, then, a special cool applies. No, that's basically what the Ravid said. He didn't say it in these words. He says, we're only Mekel because of the second house. We're not Mekel because of Safik. That's exactly the point. Basically, the nafkamina of this Hakira is Safik Rabbanim L'chumra L'kula B'dikas Chametz. If Shani Omer is Safik Rabbanim L'kula, then that proves that Safik Rabbanim L'kula applies to B'dikas Chametz. How do you explain the Chumras? That must be the Reisa. Or a Chiddush and Kavua, if you like my shot. If you say Shani Omer is a special din, say that's a special din. Why are we bringing the special din? Could have said we're bringing the special din Stam. Could have said we're bringing the special din, Yaakov's going to say, because of the Rashi, we have Safed Rabbanu L'kula, it doesn't apply. But you could have said we're bringing the special din because Safed Rabbanu L'kula, it doesn't apply to B'dikas Chametz. So really, B'dikas Chametz depends very much on this Hakira about Shani Omer, Yaakov.
Still relevant then, but is it possible that at least maybe the Ravid and probably the Ramban, that what they mean is that the second half allows us to say it's not something all and the middle of the Shani Omer.
You mean it's not or it is?
Sorry, it is.
That's what Rabbeinu David says. The Ravid doesn't say it, you can say whatever you want. Okay, let me get back to that in a moment. Okay. Now, let me just, okay, so here we have a big Hakir and Shani Omer, and again, the main locus of that Hakir and Shani Omer is really Nuridea, and the Rosh Matoris of Ayas, etc. But I think it's very relevant here, because basically the most you sort of question our Gemara is a suffix because Hamas the Chomer Lakula, and then fit everything in. And that really depends on what you think. If Shani Omer is suffix Rabbanu Lakula, you've answered your question. Suffix because Hamas the Lakula. Everything else has to work around that. If Shani Omer is a different din, then you're able to say Suffolk Yosem is Lachomer, because that was Suffolk Nitkana. But Shani Omer is a special Kula, which I'll get back to in a moment. Let me just point out two things. I don't know if both of them on this board. But number one, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say Tzvei Dinim, but there are definitely Shitas out there who say that maybe different cases. Remember, we had three cases, Mishnah, Tosefta, and Rishonim. I'm pretty sure the case that Rishonim discusses not in the Mishnah or the Tosefta, where there are two pieces and one of them falls into it's sort of obvious, right? Truma and Chulin, and here is your Chulin, and you don't know which Chulin. I'm not saying it's Tzvi Dinam and Shani Omer necessarily. It could be more of a Tzvi Dinam in Shani Omer and something that's not called Shani Omer. But there are two Tzvi Dinams that come up there in the, and then I'll come back to Yaakov's point, that come up in the Rishonim, which are, I apologize, I have to raise the board, which all have to do with this. Nafgamina of the Ra'ah versus the Rashba, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shlakish. Do you need a larger amount in order to say, in order to say Shani Omer? So okay, I'm going to erase this board. Give me a second here. Let's review these three cases. Right, the Mishnah and the Tosefta and the case of the Rishonim. Let's review again. The case of the Mishnah was that you have your Truma falling into either Truma, you have your Truma falling into either Truma. Again, you had your Truma falling into either Truma or Chulin. Case the Tosefta is, you had Truma and Chulin falling into Truma and Chulin. And the case the Rishonim is, you have Truma and Chulin, and only one of them, you have no way of knowing which, falls into your Chulin. Right? What's the relationship between these three cases? In the Shulchan Aruch, they're all treated equally. And that's exactly what the Shach is very upset about. Shulchan Aruch does not differentiate between them. It doesn't differentiate between them. They're all treated exactly equally. But the Rashba, this Rashba that we just read, quoted by the Shach, who comes to argue the Shulchan Aruch, says, no, there's a difference between them. Says the Rashba, and the Shach, Rashba is quoted by the Shach, but all the Shach does quote the Rashba. He says, this case is Shani Omer, or let's say better, this case is a new din. This case is a new din. Yeah, the Mishnah Tosefta chooses for Shani Omer a new din. But there's other din that's not a new din. That's too poshut. That's not a new din. That is Safek Rabban and Lukuma. That's the Lush of the Rashba. That these cases are not all equal, even though Shulchan Aruch equates these three cases. And what's his nafgamina? His nafgamina is, what difference does it make? Here, you need two to be greater or equal than one to say the new din. You need two to be greater or equal than one to say the new din. Here, doesn't matter. Right? What's he saying? He's saying, what's the difference? The difference is, in these two cases, Truma definitely fell somewhere. There's definitely Truma here. When there's definitely Truma here, you can't say Safek Rabban Lekula, because he calls that Cheskes Isser. It's Chazik Isur. When there's definitely Truma, you can't say Safek Rabban Lekula. That's what Yaakov pointed out earlier. You have to say, you say a new din. You can only say a new din if you have what's on the bottom is significant compared to what's on top. But in this case, basically, you have no idea if Truma fell in your Chulin or not. That's regular Safek Rabban Lekula. It might have become us or it might not have. Right? But you can't say Safek Rabban Lekula here because this is what it calls Cheskes Isser, Chazik Isura. That's the Shita of the Rashba. That's against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch disagrees. Shulchan Aruch says you need Riboy in all three of these, right? Against Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch seems to equate them all. That's one possibility of you're halting different cases, not within cases in Shas. The other possibility is Tosus and Yevamos, which I put in brackets, but also the Taz quotes a similar idea from the Rashba, etc. Tosus and Yevamos is quoting someone who I never heard of before, Rav Shmuel Me'achzav. Rav Shmuel Me'achzav. I don't know, maybe Andy's a story here. You can tell me Rav Shmuel Me'achzav is. Achzav is actually a city in Israel. Does that mean he was quoting someone from Israel? Does that mean it also sounds like a city in France or Germany? I have no idea. Anyway, the Shmuel Me'achzav will not disappoint us. he asks, how come the Gemara in Yevamos quotes the Braisa and not the Mishnah, when normally you should quote a Mishnah and not a Braisa? And he says, because in the case of the, and this is what I mentioned earlier, the, so Rav Shmuel Achzav asked the question. I don't know who gave the answer. The Heshav Ri. The Ri gave the answer. So Heshav Ri, that, and he says, maybe. He says, Efshar, says the Ri in Tosos, in Yevamos. He says, if they're Efshar, okay. He says, no. Maybe Adraba. Maybe he's saying, not only Rav Yochanan, but even Reish Lakish. He says for sure for Rabbi Yochanan. I take it back. For Rabbi Yochanan, he says for sure. He says, Efshar, even Reish Lakish would agree. But let's think of it with Yochanan. What does he say? He says that when do you need the bottom to be at least as big as the top? Only in the case of the Tosefta, not in the case of the Mishnah. And that's why in the Gemara Yevamos, they don't discuss the Tosefta, we're discussing the amounts. So what does he say? He says, basically, here is the Nigdin. And therefore, you need two to be greater than or equal to the one. But over here is an Olden. What Olden do you have here? He says, this case is more Mekel. This is an Olden. What Olden do you have there? On the one hand, that's what we said with the Hapmina. Both these Hapminas could be true, right? Because it could have Hapmina both ways. On the one, in terms of Tliya, this is a nicer pattern. But in terms of regular Kultar Kula, here you have a good Cheskas Heter. Nothing might have fallen in your Chulin. Over here, something fell in your Chulin. Hard to say it's the Cheskas Heter. So he says, here it is. He doesn't say Safka on the Kula. He says, this is Pashut Cheskas Heter. And therefore, it doesn't matter. Okay, you could question his assumption. You could question his assumption whether such thing as Cheskas Heter when the item that used to be there might only be the minority of what's there now. Okay, but that's, I'm not saying you have to agree with him. But that's his shita. He says this is more of a Cheskas Heter, and this is not such a Cheskas Heter. And therefore, it's a new din of Shani Omer. So he's even within the Tosefta that says Shani Omer and the Mishnah that says, it doesn't say Shani Omer, but it says Harani Omer. He's Mechalti, the Mishnah Tosefta. Even the Mishnah Tosefta, Shani Omer and Harani Omer are not really necessarily the same thing, which is a big chiddush. And that leads me to my last point. The last point is, what's the nature, which is what Yaakov wanted to say before, what's the nature of this new din? What is the nature of this new din of Shani Omer? Right? Is there a relationship? Let's say there's a new din of Shani Omer. What is the nature of that new din? Pointed at Yaakov, that he wants to say in the Ravid. You can say whatever you want to the Ravid, that you admit. But Rabbi David says, no, the new din of Shani Omer is not a new din based on nothing. It's a new din based on a din d'oraisa, based on a pre-existing din. There's a pre-existing din called Suffolk Ol. Suffolk Ol is the Kula. Why? Because Luma has King Nisur, you have Cheskas Heter. This case is not really a Suffolk Ol. For sure, Ol. Something went in. You can't say Cheskas Heter. But, says Rabbeinu David, no, Mid Rabbanan, the din of Shani Omer, tells us you can, like, say, what do you mean something for sure went in? No, there's like a pattern here, like maybe went into the other one, and therefore, maybe something went in here, maybe it didn't. For sure, something fell into your chulin. But what Shani Omer tells you is, don't view it as for sure something fell into your chulin that might be truma. No, view it as like something fell in here, and then there might or might not have been truma left to fall in here. And therefore, view it as a suffix all in the Cheskas Heter. And I think that's also might be the sheet of the Ri in Tosos, because the Lashon in the Ri in Tosin Yevamos was, he said, in the case of the Mishnah, you could say, Oki Chulin Acheskayu. But in the case of the Braisa, Lechlamir Kuli Hai Oki Chulin Acheskayu. You can't say Cheskas Heter so much. I don't know what he means by so much. Is that just a literary expression? can't say so much. Or does he mean, well, you could say it a little, but not so much. But maybe midrabanan, you say it. Because, like, there's a happy to say it. So I don't know. So one possibility is you could say it's totally midin. Or you could say Rabbeinu David, and maybe the re. In Tosif Amos, what's my diyuk? So he says, it's this case because of Cheskes Heter. In this case, not so much a Cheskes Heter. Maybe implying that. But it's a similar enough to Cheskes Heter that Shani Omer will make it look like Cheskes. Maybe. He says, I don't know. He says, the new din is not that it's not mutter. The new din turns it into suffering all, and it's mutter because of Cheskes Heter, right? That's what Yaakov really liked to say. And the third possibility, I think, here is the Shach. The Shach is funny. The very first Shach says, the suffering of unkind on the Kula. And then the very next Shach says, we're making by son Venus Akum. When the Shach himself in Kolos Vayikra says, we're not making by Suffolk Venus Akum. In Suffolk Rabban Lakula. So the Prima Gadam Lisa Mitzar Chiyon. Maybe what the Shach meant is that it's a new din, but the new din is not piggybacking off Cheskes Heter. The new din turns into Suffolk Rabban Lakula. It's really not classic Suffolk Rabban Lakula. Why? Because this Cheskes Isser. But the new din returns it to Suffolk. No, actually, that's not going to help because the new din returns to Suffolk Rabban Lakula. No, I take it back. Okay. Then it still should work for Venus Achim to return to Suffolk Rabban Lakula. Okay. What's the Shah saying? Why? If he thinks a new din. And in Sukkot and Vav, he says, Mefurish, it's a new din. Says only the case that we've shown him, right? This is the Shah. Only the case that we've shown him invent is an old din. It's really for sure a new din. If it's for sure a new din, why does he start out by saying Suffolk Rabban Lakula? Is a great question. I want to say it's a new din that's an extension of Suffolk Rabban Lakula. It's going to be a little funny because then why would it apply to Venus Akum? Unless you have to say that really when he said Suffolk Rabban Lakula is Lav Davka, he just meant it's a new din that's similar to Suffolk Rabban Lakula. They're making one Suffolk Rabban, and they're also making one this. Okay, I'm leaving that a little bit sarcastic. Okay, so much for the din of Shani Omer. We saw a big chakir in Shani Omer, which is really so mystic for our sukkah. Meaning, if we had done this year before we started going for our sukkah, we'd say, oh, well, now we know the chakir Shani Omer. Obviously, our whole sukkah just depends on that chakira. excuse me. We saw, even if the new din, Rabbeinu David says the new din similar to, not Safdur Ben Lakula, it's a new din subs. That's similar to a deraisa din of Cheskes Heter, Suffolk Gol, which maybe was hinted at in the Re, although it's really hint. And then we say there might be more than one kind of Shani Omer, either within the Rasp and the Shach, the Shani Omer, the Gemara is a new din, but this other case, the Rishonim to appear to in the Shavnark appears to is really just regular Suffolk Rabban Lakula, because over here there's no, it's Chazik Yisura, you don't know that Truma fell. And the Re says, even within the Mishnah Tosefta, one is a regular din, not Safgar and Lakula, of Cheskes Heter. And then, like, you just wondered if maybe this din would be even by Doraisis. You know, if it's Cheskes Heter, perhaps that would be a big Kiddush, that would really, you know, be a blow of the whole sugya. And this is the new din. Okay, any other questions, Avi? Yes, he is very much the opposite. Because from the Rabbeinu perspective, what do you mean? This case, like Suffolk, all maybe nothing fell in. This case, for sure, something fell in. The Rasp is an opposite perspective of Rabbeinu David, yes. I don't know because we don't have a Rasp from Sachin. I mean, keep in mind, lots of Rishonim say Suffolk all, Suffolk all is not more Mekal. That was really an invention of a few Rishonim here, right? But Pshat of the Gemara, you wouldn't necessarily say it's more Mekal, right? The Rambam says it's the most Machmir. So I don't know what the Rasp says, but you're right. That's Lechora, that's what he would come out with. Yes, that's why I admit this is a very complex sugya because different Rishonim have just totally different angles of looking at things. Like they almost change the ground rules. And I admit that is a, you know, it is a little tricky to like be totally shilling on this because like the ground rules are not clear, as that's what Avi is pointing out. But that's Matzias. I think that's Matzias. Okay. Let's go on to the next case of the word. I think the ground rules will be a little clearer. The case of Shnei Shvilin. Okay, what's the case of Shnei Shvilin? Case of Shnei Shvilin is very, very clear. We're talking about Suffolk to Mershus Rabim, two paths. One has a grave, one doesn't. And Suffolk to Mershus Rabim is obviously Lakula. The guy doesn't know which path he went over, he's Mutter. The only question is, what if two guys went over different paths? They somehow know that each went over a. They know that each went over a different path. Sorry. Then they're both mutter, but then it depends. If they're one question or two questions, then it's darif to one shaila, then you can't be mutter to them both. That's impossible. At least midrabanan, right? What does Tosfos most of Rishonim say here? There's still two people. You really could be mutter to them both. Midrabanan doesn't look right to be so to yourself. And then we have machlokes from Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And we decide in the end that their machlok is about the in-between case. Remember, everyone agrees they both come together. We have to machlok in the both. Everyone agrees they come separately. We're makel. The only question is one comes to ask about him and himself and his friend. Okay, tells me your parents has a little bit of machlokas. That mean at once or at two different times? That's a detail we won't get into. The question is, the first question I want to ask is, what's the psak by chometz of Shnei Shvilin? The Gemara says, hainu Shnei Shvilin. But hainu is tricky. When I said hainu teisha chanuyos, I knew what that meant. There was only one thing in teisha chanuyos. It's usher. So here it's usher. When I said hainu shnei kupos, I knew what that meant. There's only one din shnei kupos. It's mutter. Here also it's mutter. When I say hainu shnei shvilin, it's a little tricky because there's a Rabbi Yossi and there's a Rabbi Yehuda, and we're not sure. Do we mean Rabbi Yossi? Do we mean Rabbi Yehuda? The simple shot is. So what do you mean by that? What's the word hainu and hainu shnei shvilin? That's the question that I want to ask. What does the word hainu mean in hainu shnei shvilin? So, what's the simple shot? Right? Who knows how to think? I wouldn't say simply. That sounds like an insult. Straightforwardly. What is the word hainu mean in hainu shnei shvilin? What's the simple shot, Liam? Yeah, the same machlokas where Yehuda or Yossi would be by chametz. Whatever Yossi says there, he would say here. Whatever Yehuda says there, he would say here. I do think that's the simple shot, right? And who says the simple shot? Here it's someone who often says simple shot. Rashi, not only Rashi. Rashi and the Balamor. I think on our they're not the only ones, but I think they're the only ones I put on the Makor sheet right here because, you know, Ravus and Meshav Gavri. But absolutely, Rashi says, it's the exact same. Whatever they say here, they say there. Whatever they say there, they say here. You don't need any smarter for that, right? There's no words of explanation necessary. Of course, it's the same thing. And the Balamor also says it is the same thing. I just wrote down someplace who else said it's the same thing. It's not so important, but if I can easily find it. The Tosos Rosh sounds like it's the same thing, and the Meiri explicitly says it's the same thing. Okay, the Meiri is very explicit. Right, so one derech is Rashi and the Baal Hamor and the Meiri. It's totally equal. Right, the same machlokes tanoim that applies here would apply there. Interestingly, just technically, what's the difference between Rashi and the Baal Hamor? Everyone agrees we pass like whom? No, everyone agrees we pass like Rabbi Yossi and Shnei Shvilin. Why does everyone agree we pass like Rabbi Yossi and Shnei Shvilin? The technical question, because we always pass like Rabbi Yossi gets from Yehuda. What's the machlokes Rashi and Balamor? Which is who's Mako? Right, there's a Gerza issue here. Right, is does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yehuda says initial seven days when they told him Shnei Basachos to me. Rabbi Yossi says Benkach or Benkach something. Right? We just don't know if Rabbi Yossi says Ben Kach Ben Kach Tameyim, or Rabbi Yossi says Ben Kach Ben Kach Tohorim. Right? Meaning, who's Machmer, who's Mekel? Rashi has our Hirsa. Usually. Why does Rashi usually have our printed Hirsa? Not because he used in Ruach HaKodesh and knew what they would print, because the printers usually followed Rashi. Right? What does Rashi say? the okay, it says someplace here. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef Damal Vasachas. So I mean, this is really not a point, but Rashi says halacha Rabbi Yosef Lachomra, and the Malamor, he's not super. He's not super explicit, the Balamor, but it's clear that he thinks Rabbi Yossi is the coolest. He says, oh, like Rabbi Yossi, even in Doraisas. Right? So that seems pretty clear in that. He says, halacha, Rabbi Yossi Lakula. Okay, but we're not going to really get into that now. Let's leave that. The point is, they say it's exactly equivalent. Okay, there's a Shitas Yachid, who's the Shitas Yachid, this whole sugya, who says, no. Says that we didn't mean equal. What we meant is, now when I say over the Shita, I have to remember who he held Rabbi Yossi was and who he held that Rabbi Yehuda was, right? Which is always tricky. But if I can do that quickly, I will. There is really a Shitas Yachid, a radical Shita in this Sugya, who says that, give me a second. Give me half a second, sorry. Etc. Okay, I can't find it here. Buck says, no. The comparison is one-sided. Lekuli alma bedikas chometz lachora. Really, the comparison is not even one-sided. I take that back. It's one-sided. Okay, it's one-sided. Lekuli alma chometz lachora bein ba'u lishael bevas achas. Bain Baze Acharze, Bain Bali Shalel Olav, the Al Chaveiro, meaning it's not even like one side, right? It's just a loose comparison. It's a loose comparison to one Shita. What do I mean? It's not even like one Shita. We just pass it because Chavis is always Lachumra. Who says this?
Maram Chalava.
The Maram Chalava, exactly. Says the Maram Chalava, right? He says, it's a loose comparison. Really, there's no things bas achas, because chametz is always the chomer. Why is because chametz always the chomer? Remember, he was the one person who said, every 50-50, because chametz is the chomer. Teisha tiburin, kemechza mechza lechomer. And the only reason shnei tiburin was not the chomer was because that wasn't 50-50, that was more likely. That was. So the Maram Chalava says that's a really Shitas Yachid. It's a loose comparison to one Shita. Let's call it Rabbi Yossi. If he has the gears, Rabbi Yossi's Machmir. And but really, Kuliyam, because some is the Chumra. Okay, that is very
radical. He claims that's not as dachuk as the way most of the Rishon explain the comparison to Bika.
Okay, fair. But at least here, he's very dachuk in a Das Yachid. Right? Because it's not even one-sided. He didn't say everyone agrees with Rabbi Yossi Mela. He says everyone is more machmer than Rabbi Yossi Bikas Chametz. Because even Rabbi Yossi admits, right, by the time the Gemara gets to explaining him, that if it's Bikas Chametz Lachomer, let me just write this more pointedly. What do I mean? Bikas Chametz Lachomer, afilu ba'u baze achar ze, which is like neither Rabbi Yossi nor Rabbi Yehuda. That's what I mean. He's very radical. Even the Kibbutz Achar Zeh. Now, of course, what is the other option? What does Tosfos Meir Peretz say? Tosfos Meir Peretz says a diuk. What's his diuk? It's not such a great diuk because it depends on the Gersa, but if he apparently had the Gersa by Sufik Al, we'll be plugged to the Rabbi Lezer Rabbana. So why don't we say plugged to the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? Right, that seems easy. Why not say plug to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is because there's no plug to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone admits that it's mutter in this case. Again, I'm pretty sure he is Rashi's Gersa, we just want to keep ourselves straight, that Rabbi Yossi is lechumra. He also, by the way, says the same thing as the reading Tosfos Yevamos by Chazakas here. Yes. What does the Tosfos Ben Parrot say? Tosfos Ben Parrot says that it's a comparison only to Rabbi Yehuda. But Lekuli Alma, Yigas Chameitz, Lekula, Afilu, if he came to ask a Lavi Al Chaveiro, that's what it sounds like. It doesn't really, it doesn't totally say in Dafi Al Gamkis Chameitz, but there is really, yeah, basically, Afilu, Alishael, Alav, the Al Chaveiro. What he says is even Rabbi Yossi admits to Rabbi Yehuda about Yigas Chameitz, that's the Tosfos in Paris. And it's deep because it doesn't say the pluta. Doesn't say the pluta. Everyone admits. Here it's not as radical as Maruchalav. He's not saying B'dikas Chametz is more makel than either Shita. Just saying B'dikas Chametz, everyone agrees Rabbi Yehuda after all. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda each admit the other one's not stupid. They have a smar of some sort. So it so happens that Rabbi Yossi admits to Rabbi Yehuda by B'dikas Chametz. Why? Because B'dikas Chametz is Drabanan. When do Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda argue? They argue about Tumas Daraisa. I know Suffolk Tumas Rabbi Lakula, but it's still a Daraisa. By Daraisa, we're a little more machbid. By Pedigas Hamish, we're a little more makel. Well,
Even if they both
agree
that at the same time,
so would it be in the Basacha that Pedigas Hamish would be machbid? Yes, I never said. I said, Bogishal Lovia Chamech. Yes. that is the Tosfos in Paris. The problem with Tosfos Ben Parrot is a kasha. It's not my kasha. It's the Achronim's kasha, but he's against the Mishnah. This Tosfos Ben Parrot is a little strange. The Mishnah says in Taros, Perik Hey, Mishnah Hey, Shnei Shvilin, etc. Exactly our case. The next Mishnah in Taros says Shnei Kikarim Echatami Echatar, two loaves of bread, one tummy, one tar. You ate one of them and then touched Taros. Then your friend ate the other one and did Taros. The exact same machlokes for Yosef and Yehuda. But as I told you to look in the Rosh or the Rosh or the Arnur or whatever, but it's Pasha. Everyone knows, right, that eating Tomei food only makes you Tomei Mitravana. Meaning the reason why there are two Mishnais about this in Taurus, one of them is Tumah Daraisa, walking on a path to the grave. Grave is a Tumah Daraisa. The other is Tumah Drabanan, eating Tomei food, right? We know this is Xera. If you eat Tomei food, you become Tomei and you drop on it. So we know there would be also for you to argue even by drop on it. So that's a kasha on Tosfos and Parrots. He's against the Mishnah. How can he say they're making to be against Hamas and Drabanan? We know they argue even on drop on it. And don't say, he means because Chametz is Drabanan, but it's more Drabanan than Tumah Drabanan. I mean, I don't know. Because Chametz seems pretty close to Daraisa here, right? If you hadn't done Bittl, it'd be Daraisa. So it's a bit of a kasha, right? I have a big kasha from the Mishnah in Taros. And Perik Hayal Chavav, is that what I said? Perik Hay Mishnah Chavav, I mean? Yeah. Which says they argue even in Drabanans. The only thing I could think of is if you say, yeah, they argue in Drabanans, but maybe their argument Drabanans is different than the argument Daraisa. Because remember, they weren't, what they said in their words, their argument at the time was not so clear. The Amoraim had to explain it. So maybe, don't we say that Rabbi Yossi is Machmir, Benkach Tmeyim? No, I really don't know how to do this. Even Drabanans, no, I can't do it. So here, Rabbi Yossi says by Drabanans, Ben Kach, Ben Kach, Tameim, two cases are talking about, two cases are talking. Has to be Vas Achas and something else, at least, Bo'lishon, Lo Be'a Chaveiro. So, sorry here. I don't know how to defend the Tosfos Ben Parrot against the first Mishnah. It's a big thing. Rabbi Yossi says, even about Tumah Drabanan. Somehow he says he was only making by B'dika Drabanan, not by Tumah Drabanan. But I don't know how. Why would he be making more by Bdiga Drabanan than by Toma Drabanan? You know, that's not the lashon. The lashon Tosfos Peretz here is the Hacha Gabi Chomis like a plug to the fuel. We all see the Dami Lavas Achas who Tomei Mani Dav Gabi Toma Drabanan. We have Bdiga Chomis Drabanan. Moder we all see the immediately the Zerach Hazeve in terms of the Dok. Okay, somehow the I'm not sure. Okay. I don't have a great explanation for the somehow what you have to do is explain that nobody gets chametz more make him kind of drabanan than tuma drabanan, but then tumas you know ochlin tveim. That's going to be very hard because Tosfos holds that because chametz really d'oraisa. It's just that bittul is a half green that you have it. Okay, let's look at the Rambam then. We'll end with the Rambam. The Rambam is similar to Tosfos in Paris. What does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam say? Anyone? About our case of Shnei Batim. No, look at all. What does he say? Shnei Batim Medukin, the Tzibur Echad Shal Chametz, Uba Achbar V'Natal, V'in Yodua Le'izabayis Nechnas. That's it. Two Batim Medukin, one pile of Chametz, the Achbar went in, says the Rambam, Kal Eilo Ein Tzorech Levdo Pam Shnei Ashen Kan Kavua. You're saying the Rambam doesn't really say what happens, but isn't the Rambam supposed to say what happens?
Yes, and he's relying on what he
feels. But no, you can't say he's relying on what he feels by Shnei Shvilin because he never says it's like Shnei Shvilin. Remember, we're supposed to understand the Mishnah Torah without having to know the Gemara. If he had said it's like Shnei Shvilin, Nevada, I'd say he's relying. But he doesn't mention the word Shnei Shvilin. He just says Mutter. That it was so obvious.
I mean, if we apply the idea of, I don't know, you know, we don't want to say Shakar, right? So we would apply that.
Is your question was, is that so, your question is that so pashut, right? I guess, or is it so obvious? I guess it depends how you define obvious.
Oh, yeah, could I claim that?
Could you claim? Is it possible? That's what you ask. Is it possible? So the answer is, depends what you mean by possible. Yes, it's possible, but I think it's highly unlikely. It's very dochuk. Like the Rambam's supposed to explain himself. Say the Rambam, it was obvious you would know if they asked at the same time as Mutter. Why is it obvious you would know if they asked at the same time as Mutter? Not only that, I'll point out something even worse in the Rambam. Let me ask you the following question. What if the same person went on both paths? Then would he be telling me? Pasha, obvious, right? What if the same person owned both houses? I think all the Rishonim would say that Pasha needs to check. It's the same person. I understand. The same person owned both houses. Of course, he has to check.
No, so by the Shvilim is different. He goes through one path and he's finished. Then it starts another subject.
True. Okay, but nonetheless, I think it's obvious that the biggest Seraph, for sure they come to, you have to view them both together if it's the same person. Right? Think about it. The Achlokas Hanorim is if two people come at the same time, or if one guy asks for him and his friend, what if one guy asks for him and himself? They're like, obviously it's the same person. He's always coming at the same time. And the Rambam doesn't mechatu whether one guy owns both houses or two guys own the two houses. It is very strange. And the Rambam in Hilchas Toma, Paschas like Rabbi Yossi. So here is the Rambam. Yaakov wants to say he really meant it. I have a lot of trouble. Says the Rambam, Eino Mechalek Bichlal. It sounds like the Rambam here is maybe even a loose comparison to one Shita, or maybe a comparison to the Pashup Shat of one Shita. Says the Rambam, it's not Mechalek Bichlal. It sounds like it is a loose comparison to one Shita. Says Lakuli Alma, right? Because the Rambam passed like Rabbi Yosef. Bdikas Chametz Mutter, Afilu, Ba'u, Vasachas. That's the Stimas HaRambam. You can deny it, but that's the Stimas HaRambam. Then the question just becomes why? Why would the Rambam be so Mako? Why are we so Mako? Right? Okay, but True. Because then he has to ask both shaylos at once. Then the two shaylos are connected to each other. What do you think? So what does the Magid Mishnah say? The Magid Mishnah says something a little mysterious. He says, "Kan bebitl sakula." Bitl's good enough. It's not so clear what he means. What he might mean is, what the Kesser Mishnah says in his first answer, is... First answer, probably that's what Magid Mishnah means. He says, because Bidigas Chametz is Nidra Baman. But as we said, that's not a good answer. That's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Taro says, even by Dra Baman, Rabbi Yossi read. And Rabbi Yehuda have the same achlokas. So we don't like that answer. I'm not going to do an answer with the Rambam. That doesn't make any sense. It's against Mishnah and Taros. Okay, what do you want to say? I think the answer is Pashut. Well, what do you think the answer is? There are a lot of answers out there. There are a lot of answers out there. But what do you think the answer is? Okay, I think the answer is Pashut. I think the against Mishnah said the answer. It's what? Why are you no longer associate yourself? That's the point. Meaning, you can't do a tractor with Sasra. You can't do two mutually contradictory psakim. Right? And in Tum, it's two mutually contradictory psakim. But in Chametz, it's not two mutually contradictory psakim. But why not?
Maybe you went into a
house. No, you know it went into a house. Exactly. Maybe he ate it. We all know. Remember, the Rambam didn't say why. Remember, we had many answers on the board why we're not making because of Safik Achila here. But for sure, it's possible that he ate it. I know we don't rely on the fact that he ate it, whether for the Remain of David's reason or the Raivitz reason or the, wouldn't work for Tosis reason, right? But we're not going to say Tosis reason is the Rambam, right? But says again, this is very poshut. He says, is there some possibility that a mouse ate it? Yes. Once there's a possibility the mouse ate it, I know we don't rely on a mouse eating it to be makel, but that makes it no longer tied to a sasri. It's no longer a mutual contradiction. If I say this house is mutter, that's not a steer to that house being mutter, because maybe the mouse ate it. And therefore, really, what's the point? Really, we want to be matter both houses. It's just a side problem that prevents us from matter both houses. The Safek Achila takes away that side problem. What does he say? He says, Bit at Sam, Shnei Abotin Mutarim. Ella, D.H., Bayatz, but there's a side problem. The EF Charlotte lift soap. Tarti de Sasri. The Kavan. The H. Suffolk. Ochalis Achamates. Okay, I have a lot more words than he did, but I think that's a positive answer. Meaning, it's not that fundamentally we have no right to be makel on both of them. Of course we have the right to be makel on both houses fundamentally. It's just there's a side problem that we can't say something that ridiculous. We can't say something impossible, especially according to Tosos. Tosos says only to our bottom that we can't say something impossible. Okay, but either way, there's a side problem. We can't say tarti de sasri. But when there's, it might have been eaten, it's not a tarti de sasri. Oh, we're making on this house, making on that. We're making on both houses, not because the mice ate it. We're making on both houses because of the suffering whether it went in. But if you ask, oh, but you've just contradicted yourself. You've said something impossible. I haven't said something impossible. The mouse might have eaten it. That's the guess Mishnah says in his second shot. I think that's the most postulate shot. There's a lot of fans.
Rabbi.
Yes, you have a lot of that. Still have a lot of static.
I don't know, last quarter.
What?
Said he'll ask later.
Right, which we don't know, right? We're not sure. But it doesn't matter, as long as he wasn't giving, it's not for Tulsus' reason. That it was too big and it was impossible to eat.
Yeah.
Okay, but meaning that it doesn't have to be mechalik. Why? Because Tosfos is being weird. A stam bread that a mouse carries, a mouse eats. Right? That it Tosfos is being weird. It says mice carry things that are too big for them to eat. Again, I'm not an expert in mice. Okay, but I think that's Pashup Shah in the Rambam, and you don't need any fancy levels. That I don't know. Meaning you have to say one of the answers that everyone gives on the Torah. Right? Okay.
How is this different than the three pieces of meat case where we say something that's impossible?
Okay, that's a little trickier because in the three cases of meat, what Joel means is if you have a roast of one piece of treif meat with two pieces of kosher meat, then according to the rush, you can eat them all. That's impossible. So my answer to Joel is no. If you look in the rush, he says that's not impossible because then you have a taroves. A taroves has a special rule called bittel barov, which means that it changes the identity of the mixture and becomes all mutter. Let me just give Joel an example. What if I have a soup that's 1% lard? I can eat it, right? Because it's bittel b'shishim. It's 1 in 100, right? Even if it was 1.6% lard, I could eat it. How can I eat it? Aren't I eating the lard, which is impossible? Because in the soup, the lard spreads out evenly. So every spoonful has a little lard. The answer is no, the lard, the heft of the lard was nullified and the lard turned into heter. When you mix things together, they turn into heter. That's why the Rush says when I mix one treif meatball, two kosher meatballs, I can eat all three. Not everyone agrees with the Rush. The Rush says I can eat all three because since they mix together, they turn into heter, they change their identity. So that's different. When you mix heftas together, it can become a heftas shel heter. That's called bittel barov. Like the lard becomes mutter. Just always remember the lard. When the lard is in your soup, there's 1% lard in every spoonful. How can you eat it? The answer is because the lard turned into heter. So the Rush says, when you mix three meatballs, they all turn into heter. That has nothing to do with our case. In our case, you didn't mix any heftas. Okay.
Rabbi, could you say that the Magen Mishnah is saying something along the lines of the Kesef Mishnah's second answer? He doesn't compare the right under a banan. He says that in the case of Shnei Shvilin, the Eif Shai Shaloya Echad Mehem Tameh. But in this case, the Bitul Sagilay, it sounds like the Bitul somehow nullifies the...
I hear exactly what you're saying. I just can't figure out how to finish the sentence.
But it could be that you're machal between the right... In that case, you can't get away with doing no action at all. If there's a derabbanan that's no stop on a deraita, so if you do something in the deraita level, it's already itself
the sanctuary. It's something, it's not something, let's say. You know, if you say something, the achronim say that the reason why you can't pass in two contradictory psakas is chukhukhukhukhukhukhuk makes a joke out of the halacha. So you say, that's only if you don't do anything. If you do bittol, then that somehow takes away the. It's merely a matter of looking bad. If you do bittol, it doesn't look so bad because you're doing something.
Not just sure. That you're making under a banana. It's as if there's no problem here.
It's as if there's no problem here because you did something. Okay, could be. That's machodesh svara. I don't know. I have to think about it. I'm not convinced. I'm not certain.
Yeah, wait, we were saying that maybe according to the Rash, we explained Rashi, that really the deacon bittol, the reason why you need to be on top of bittol, is just because you don't trust the deacon bittol. So then, really, it's supposed to tell us that it really is going to solve separate issues. It's really solving the same issue. So if you understand the relationship between
bittol
and that, it's easier to say that, once you did
bittol,
I'm not
going to be. Right, okay, could be. I'll tell you, okay, when I grew up, everything had to be Heftzagafra. There's an Evan Ozel here, explains around based on Heftzagafra. He says, no, we're only worried about a Tarti Desastre in a din in the Heftza, whether the Heftza is coming or not. Because you can't pass in a Heftza something impossible, but Badika's din in the Gavra. He's assuming it's not Cholos in the house. You see the Gavra's potter all the time, that's not a problem. We're not saying there's an impossible object, just that you're exempt. Okay, that's, I said, it's nice fancy lumdus. I just don't know if it's necessary. I might be a little too much fancy lumdus, but if you're real brisker, you'll say Pashut, say like the Evan Ozel, because Teretz is the only problem in a Heftza, not in a Gavra. Okay, make it that way you wish.
Was biased, didn't the bias isn't asking the shadow.
interesting. Only if the person asks this interesting. But I think even if it's in the bias, you can't take it too far. Yeah, you're meaning the bias doesn't have to do anything. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. That's a problem with Chefzigavra. It has to be used properly. Okay, weiter. I just want to mention one other thing if we have a few minutes, which is this issue of Shnei Shvilim is very fascinating, because what do we see here? We already see a machlokas from Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda about when you really have a tarti de satria that you can paskin, and when you can paskin two mutually contradictory things. What do they say? If it's bazeh chazeh, you can paskin two mutually contradictory things. If it's bagvas achas, you can't. And if it's lishal lav yachaveira, that's a borderline case where they argue. Here we have a fascinating machlokas rishonim lechora based on a Tosfos Supas. Tosfos Supas discusses the case which is not exactly like any of the cases in our Gemara. What if two people walked on the two shvilim? One of them came on Monday and asked, "Am I tahor?" Yes. The other one came on Tuesday and asked, "Am I tahor?" Bez and said, "Yes." So let's go to Reuven Shimon. Great. So Reuven was tahor. He baked some bread in his bakery and sold it. And Shimon was tahor. And what did he do? I know. He shechted some meat in his butcher shop and sold it. The question is, I'm Levi. I'm soft, doesn't really matter. Can I eat Reuven's bread and Shimon's meat? Can one guy rely on both kulas? Can I eat Reuven's bread for breakfast and Shimon's meat for lunch? Right? What? So that's the question, right? Can one guy use Reuven's taros, eat Reuven's taros and Shimon's taros? Right? Let's make it very chomer, right? It's truma, right? Reuven is truma and Shimon is truma. Can one Kohen eat Reuven's? I can eat Reuven's truma. They pass me as tahor. I can eat Shimon's truma. If one guy eats Reuven's and Shimon's taros, does that become a Yuman of Shach Nisr? Says Tosos and Xuvas, lo she yochle matum echad. One guy can't eat them both. Then can yochle vadei toma. Because then he's for sure eating toma. One guy can't eat both taros. No, for sure, one guy can't eat both taros. Because then he's eating five leg toma. This is going a little further than Tosos. Tosos and Ardaf said, the Rascal Halach, that if Reuven and Shimon both touch the same taros, it's tummy. Tosos Subas goes even further. Even if Reuven and Shimon touch different taros, the same person can't eat both of them. That makes it very hard to keep track of. Meaning, once Reuven went on one shvil, Shimon on the other shvil. Every other Jew has to make sure for his whole life he doesn't eat something Reuven touched and something Shimon touched. Okay, that might be part of the reason, even though it's not exactly what Tosa said here, why Tosa said, really, the Chachil is always total to avoid problems. Okay, that's the sheet of Tosas, but the sheet of the Kubetzes in Ksubas is Medayik from Rashi, the opposite. What's he Medayik from Rashi? The sheet Tosas, Al Epsher Lomar, the Hechad Nishal Zep, the Asmod, the Asmod, the Tohoros, Afila Lachil and Lachil, Echad Nami Natar. You can feed both of their Taros is the same guy. To call Mago Mago has the Torah. As Bible says, each one was Torah. The subject of Rishon Rabbis Feiko Torah. I feel like if you're done, I'm afraid the body not going to move the Taros. Even though now I'm afraid, we for sure know there's a problem. We call Mago Shas by God. At the time when it happened, our Taros Tiarat on Torah. The Torah is Matarit. Shuflo Nitma Edwuk. We can't go back and say it's a problem of Tumah if the Torah was Matarit. Okay, here we have a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. I admit it's a shidduch that's diuk and Rashi, but let's grant it's diuk and Rashi, right? An interesting machlokas. What if? What if? Can the same guy eat Reuven's taros and Shimon's taros? As opposed to Tosuk Subas, who says, excuse me, lo she yochle matam echad. So here is an interesting question. What about I'm mutter la adam echad lechol Tarusav Shel Ruvain Veshel Shimon. Tosos says Usher, and Rashi says Mutter. What's the Yisodei Machlokas here? What are they arguing about? Why does Tosos think it's Usher and Rashi think it's Mutter? It's a valid question, no? Why does Tosos think Usher and Rashi think Mutter?
Doesn't this go back to the classic question about Maka Ovi Vimo and how can you kill him? It's a Sofek if it's his father. And that's a Drabon and that's the Raisa. And we say, once we've established a fact, the fact is a fact, and then we go on. And over here, once we establish the Tara, it's a fact, then we can go on.
Okay. So on the one hand, you're saying like Rashi, which is what the Jimmy says, once we establish it. Now that I'm afraid, if you put all the cheshbonos together, you realize that Mimanimshaf is doing it on Avera. Doesn't matter. Once we established it. Right? That's quite possible. Right? By the way, this is a question that underlies many, many halachic issues. Do you say once you established it? Or do you say that, no, you always have to go back and do all the calculus and reevaluate things? Right? Classic issue, those who know, there was one prominent posting in YU who at least he tried to quietly, but he was unsuccessful in the quiet part, bring up an issue. How about the fact that a significant percentage of our animals nowadays are treif, of our cows are treif, so every time they milk a cow on the farm, you say al pi rov, the milk is kosher, because most cows aren't treif. Okay, so let's say you milk 100 cows, you milk 60 cows, and put all their milk together. Statistically, a few of them are treif, so now the milk is more than 60th treif. Do you say all the milk is treif? Or do you say, no, we already passed it, each one was kosher. Right, okay. So, a big rabbi in YU is quoted as saying that it's all treif, and Rosh Weiss said back to him, we already passed it, they're all kosher. Okay, that's a classic question. To what extent do you say kamdina or hadar dina would be the parallel sugya in Dini Mamonos, where only Dini Mamonos we find it's a mefurish Gemara in Basra. In Israel Heter, we only find an explicit sugya with this name. But why would you say one way or why would you say the other way? It's still a good question. There's a few ways to look at it. One way to look at this Mishnah Melech. Says the Mishnah Melech, he says, he brings it back to the categories of our sugya. Is there tzeiruf or not? Is there some tzeiruf between them or not? The Mishnah Melech is not necessarily, I'm not saying you can take everything we say here and apply it to the question of the milk, because there it was a question of rov, and here it's a question of Safik to Rosh Hashanah, and there might be different rules for different achros. But, maybe not, says the Mishnah Melech, it's a question of what's mitzuref to one shayla and what's mitzuref to two shaylas. Why? Says the Mishnah Melech, because one guy ate both taros, but at separate times. He didn't say he ate both taros together. One guy ate both taros, but at separate times. Says the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, he quotes Tosos, and he says that and he ties it into the question we mentioned, not exactly the question we mentioned earlier, the question that Tosos quotes a snag. What if I have one treif meatball mixed with two kosher meatballs? All three are kosher. Can I eat all three meatballs separately? Can I eat all three meatballs at separate times? I'm not going to eat them together. If I eat them together, I'm definitely eating this. Right? Forgetting what I told Joel before. Can I eat all three meatballs at separate times? What's the question? Lu yitzir, I can't eat them together. Can I eat them at separate times? The question is, do things you do at separate times count as one shayla or two shaylas? If everything you do at separate times, if things one guy does at separate times counts as two shaylas, then yeah, I can eat it the first time, I can eat it the second time. If it counts as one shayla, then I'm asking, can I eat all three? And the answer is no, according to one shita. According to this, what if the same guy walked on both shvilim at separate times? What I mean is this. No, if the same guy walked, there's two different cases in Shavuos. The same guy walked on both walked on one shvil and then the other shvil, then he's for sure tummy, because he now has both Tomas on him at the same time. Because the question is, but there's more similar to the other Kithi Marsh was, what if he walked on one shvil, then went to the Mikdash? And then, sorry, he walked on one shvil, and then he got Paraduma and Tovel, then went on one shvil, went to the Mikdash, then got Paraduma, Hiza, Vishana, Tovel, and then went on the other shvil. Now they're two totally separate incidents. Will we put them together or not? That is a machlokas achronim. So what's the yisur machlokas? I'm going to come back to what we just said before. It says the Mishlo Melech, he says this is a general issue of Tzeirif. Again, he's not saying Rashi. He didn't read the Shiva Gubetzis. He's just saying the Tosos, but obviously he's saying both sides. Tosos holds that one person on two occasions is one shayla. If it's one shayla, then the question is he eating tummy or not? And he's definitely eating tummy, so it's usher. Right? And Rashi would hold, no, one person on two occasions is two separate shaylas. Okay, so maybe it's just a question of tzeirah, and therefore he wants to say this is not something specific to suffering to Rishas around him. This applies also to Rove. That's what I mean general. By general, I mean it applies also to Rove. Tosos quotes the Smag, and therefore you say Tosos Shitasam. That, again, this is all of Lu Yitzuyar. Lu Yitzuyar, that you cannot eat all three meatballs at once. Assuming you can't eat all three meatballs at once. What I said to Joel before is that maybe, according to the Rush, you can eat all three meatballs at once, because they mamish turn into heter. If they turn into heter, then there's nothing to talk about. But let's assume they didn't turn into heter. You can't eat all three meatballs at once, because one of them's still usher, right? Oh, the lard turned into heter when it fell on my stew, because it dissipated throughout the stew. But the meatball didn't dissipate, it's still intact, so it didn't turn into heter, right? So, what would Tosu say? Tosu, the Shitase, Tosu equals the smag. I forget where the Tosu is. But Tosu equals the smag, who says that one person can't eat all three meatballs, even on two occasions or three occasions. And then Rashi would say, this is what Tosus does say, at least in one place, and then maybe Rashi would say that no, one person can eat all three in two sittings. Can't eat all three at once, because then you're for sure eating treif. But in two sittings, you're not for sure eating treif. Oh, you for sure eat treif? No. At lunch, I didn't for sure eat treif, and at dinner, I didn't for sure eat treif. Oh, if you put the whole day together, you for sure eat treif. Put things together. In Monday, he would say, what's in the same tick? What's a different tick? Tick, I don't mean knapsack. I mean file, as in like a court case, right? What's the same tick? What's a different tick? By the way, you should know lawyers argue about this all the time. There are any lawyers here. One of the things lawyers argue about is what's included in the same tick and what's a different tick. Because sometimes it must be on the thing. Okay, so there's a machlokes. What's the same tick? What's a different tick? You call it a question of tzeirah. That's one possibility. Therefore, you want to know, is it kumdina or hadardina? The answer is, as long as you're not doing it all in one shayla, then it's mutter. You don't think it's this, but if you're doing all, if it's all one shayla, it's usher. But let's say that's not really what I'm suggesting. Is it kumdina or hadardina? Maybe there's a different way of analyzing it. Maybe the machlokas is, and this is not what the Mishnah Melech says, but maybe the machlokas is not a kosher question of tzeirah. This has nothing to do with meatballs. Maybe the question is about shnei shvilin, right? maybe the question is, what's the nature of the Heter Rishni Shvilim? Right? Maybe you could say the Yisod HaMachlokas is nature of the Heter of Shnei Shvilim. Is Shnei Shvilim a, let's say the, is it a Heter Bevadai or a Heter Misafi? Is it a Xeris HaKosav to Metire you? Or is it just that you can be made when it's 50-50? Is Betor Zvadai or Betor Safi? Maybe you would say Tosfos holds that it's Mutter Betoras Safi. What do you mean Mutter Betoras Safi? The Torah tells you you can be Makel Misafi. Okay, as long as Safi, you can be Makel. Once you've eaten Tara, then that doesn't have sticking power. It's a Heter Betoras Safi. It doesn't have sticking power. That's Hadar Tina. Mutter Betoras Safi, as long as you haven't Vadai eaten Tara. But maybe Rashi would say no. It's Mutter Betoras Vadai. Right? By the way, this is a big discussion in, this is a more mefurish discussion in Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid. When we say Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tumah, is that Vadai Tumah or Safek Tumah? Okay, probably Vadai Tumah. That's me. We say Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tahor. But does Tahor mean that Tahor is like that magically matire you? Or does Tahor mean not that the Tahor is magically matire you? It's that you have the right to be Makel Bisfakos. You have the right to be Makel Bisfakos. For example, the Rambam, who I didn't put on this before she yet, says, you know why we're Makel and Suffolk Tumor Sarabim? Because all Sfeka Daraisas are really the Kula anyway. Right? Famously, the Rambam is the right Kuni Daraisa, and the Rabbanim weren't Gozer. Right? It's not that you become Tahor. It's not that you can be Makel and Suffolk. So if your Mutzvator is Vadai, then what would you say? What do you mean? Who means Vadai Tahor? Shimon's Vadai Tahor. Okay, at a certain point, it'll look bad to be matired them both at the same time. Yeah, but if it doesn't look bad, right? I eat your food for breakfast, his food for lunch, it doesn't look bad. It's not Bezdin make the fool of themselves. No one's going to accuse Bezdin of being hypocritical. Motor is Fatai. So, Ruvain, Fatai Tahar, and Shimon is Fatai Tahar. So I can eat both, right? So I am not eating tuma, right? Maybe there's a yisodistik machlokas here. This is not what the Mishnah Melech says. Maybe there's a yisodistik machlokas. What's the nature of the heter of shnei shvilim? Betoras vadai or betoras safek? Yes, so let me get to that in a second. And here it might be Rashi Tosfos Shitasam. The reason I'm tempted to say this is because Rashi Tosfos, we're going to have very nice Shitasam. What does Rashi say in the beginning of Masechet Nida? Says Rashi, the very bottom of the first Omer of Masechet Nida, says, well, okay, he doesn't, just to be fair, maybe he doesn't say so explicitly. One second.
Maybe.
Okay. Says Rashi here, though. Minastam. Says Rashi, you know why Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Lahakel? He says, Hilchza Gemirila, that Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Mutter. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? It's a din. And Rashi here says Shnei Shvilim is also Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim, right? Says Ki Kaimel of Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sfeika Tahor. So we hold Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sfeika Tahor, and Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is a din. It's Hilchos HaGemirila, right? Somebody would say we learn from Sota. He says Hilchos HaGemirila. So what does Rashi seem to say? Rashi seems to recall L'shitase. Here is Rashi L'shitase. Let's see, Khan, who says that Shnei Shvilim is Tahor, Midin, Safik Toma Rishasarabim. Okay, Safik Toma Rishasarabim. And Safik Toma Rishasarabim is Hilchasa Gemirila. Safik Toma Rishasarabim is Hilchasa Gemirila. Hey, we're not sure, but Hilchasa Gemirila might be that's really Tahar, right? What is Tosos? Let me contrast with Tosos. Tosos says in the beginning of Nida. Tosos says, how do we know that Safik Toma Rishasarabim is Tahar? He says, we learn from Sota. Because in Sota, remember, only Makom Stira is Tamei. If they're not Makom Stira, if they're B'yichud, Makom Stira in a private place, she's Tameya, Misafek. We don't know if there's if they're in a public place, she's Tahar, Misafek. So he says, but how much Nishvila? So, okay, he gets into a whole tangent here. What does he say? He says, we can't learn from Sota in a case of Tartu Disaster. Two contradictory cases. He says, how much Nishvila? How about Shnei Shvilin? After all, we're Matari, them both, they can't both be Tar. He says, Lo mi sota gamrina. Ela de mokmin kalachad becheskas tara, kide isa hacha. Now, time shall be a milse becheskase. What does Tosos say? There's a fundamental machlok to Rashi, Psachim, and Tosos in Ida. Maybe Tosos. What does Tosos say? Be Nida says, Shnei Shvilin. Eino midin Safik Toma Rishus Harabim. No, Shnei Shvilin is not a din of Safik Toma Rishus Harabim. You can only be makel. The din of Safik Toma Rishus Harabim was only said when it doesn't lead to a contradiction, even a theoretical contradiction. Ella, Chesgas Kara. And then there's a Tosfos Sota who has a third opinion, says Tosfos Sota, which again, you know what? I realize I haven't come equipped to prove that Rashi disagrees with Tosfos Sota, although I think I can, maybe not right now. Tosfos Sota has a radical opinion, says all of Safik Toma Rishus Harabim is only Cheskas Tara. Okay, that's against Tosfos Nida. Tosfos Nida says, no, Safik Toma Rishus Harabim is only Cheskas Tara. But Tosfos Sota, or Tosfos Sota, or Lishitasam, is Sota.
Maybe the Rishonim holds that it's Neman even without a Chazota.
Yes, everyone except for Tosfos and Sota.
Oh, God. Okay.
Tosfos and Nida explicitly says even without Cheskas Tara. There's just a Rabin. Is Bidin Cheskas Tara. Oh, don't we learn from Sota? No. We just learned from Sota that you're allowed to use your Cheskas Tara. Basically, what I'm saying is Tosfos comes out saying that. There's no special kul of Safik Toma Rishus Harabim, right? What is Tosfos saying? Sota, he says, sorry, again, this is Shitas Yachid, Joel's right. Tosfos Sota is Shitas Yachid. He says that why do we need Hilchos Gamrinan that Rishus Harabim is Mutter? Says, because we might have thought Sota was teaching us all Safik Toma is L'chumra. So we learn, no, Rishus Harabim is L'kula, meaning, we don't learn from Sota, and we leave it Becheskas Tara. So Tosfos Shita is Sota is a Das Yachid. The reason Safik Toma versus Rabim is Tahor is because of Becheskas Tara. All we need, the halachos we see now is, or the drasha, is we shouldn't learn from Sota to be Machmir like a Mishnah Yachid. But basically, it's just a lack of din. Safik Toma versus Rabim, we learn that there's no din like there is a Mishnah Yachid, Becheskas Tara. Or Tosin Nita says, no, of course, Safik Toma Rishus Harabim is a din. It's not because of Cheskas Tara. It's more powerful than Cheskas Tara. But in Shnei Shvilin, we can't apply that rule. Because just like Sota, there were two things that were against each other. They could both be Tamei, and that's fine. I mean, only she's the one who's actually Nitma. They're both guilty. They're both innocent, and it's fine. Only in this case, they can't both be Tamei or both be Tahar. Therefore, we can't compare to Sota, and it's regular Cheskas Tara. Well, Rashi here says this is a special din of Safik Toma Rishus Harabim, which is clearly a Hilchos Gemirila and not just Mir. You know, plus Rashi Nida, that's Safik Toma Rishus Harabim Hilchos Gemirila the Eino Rak Din Cheskas Tara. Okay, so basically we have an interesting machlokas here. Tosos in Sota as a Das Yachid says there is no din of Safik Toma Rishus Harabim in Tahor. It's just Cheskas Tara. And Tosos in Nida says there is such a din, but in Shnei Shvilin doesn't apply. Shnei Shvilin is just Cheskas Tara. And Rashi, if you put the Rashi together, says, no, Shnei Shvilim is more in the Chazkas Tarot. It's Kesiris HaKosov. Now, I'm making a leap. What I'm claiming is that it could be that, and here I admit this is a leap, that if you say that it's a Kesiris HaKosov, then that's going to be a Vaday Tuma. Okay, there might be, at least in terms of how it looks, limits to how much will be Mako, right? Maybe even Daraisa, there might be limits to how much will be Mako, because sometimes we'll say it's so close together, there was never two questions in the first place. But clearly, when there are two questions, it's Xeris Akosa, they're both Vaday Torah, and that's really the Losh Shidugavetsis. So someone said, whoever was suggested before, the Losh Shidugavetsis sounds like it's just, what does he say? The Torah is matir. What do you mean the Torah is matir? That means there's a cause of the Torah is matir. As opposed to the total source says, no. Chezkas Tara doesn't mean the Torah gave Xeris a cause of that it's Tahar. No, the Torah said, okay, if you're not sure what happens, you can rely on the Chazaka. Once we're sure what happens, then we're stuck. Now, I'm not saying either it's Tanim or Mochrach. I'm not saying they're machrach. You could have said, no, even if it's a Xeris HaKosov, it's only B'Torah Safi, even Cheskes Tarah is B'Torah Svadai. Saying if you have a choice between a special Xeris HaKosov of the Torah B'Tahir versus no special Xeris HaKosov, just if it was Torah, let's assume it's still Torah until proven otherwise, it would make sense to say one sounds like more of a Vada, one sounds like more of a Safi, and it works at nicely. Rashi tells L'Shitasov, so it could be, again, it could be a general Xerif issue of Kol Torah Kula, that would apply to 18 sugyas all over Shas. Or could we know they're arguing about either Das Yachav, Tosfos and Sota, Safdi Rosh Hashanah, or the more mainstream day of Tosfos and Nida, which I think is found in other Tosfos also. They're arguing about Shnei Shvilin. Is Shnei Shvilin Xeris HaKosov, or is Shnei Shvilin just the, is it a new din or old din, right? Like we have in the board before. New din or old din. If it's a new din, then it's Vaday Tara. What's a Tara? It's Tara, we don't question it ever. If it's an old din, no, Cheskes Tara means sometimes we're making svekos, but we still have to keep track and make sure there's only a suffix. If we ever get into a vadai, we can't rely on the Cheskes Tara if we ever get into a vadai. So I think that could be machlokas. If so, that would affect many sugyas per shas. There could be many other nafkamins between Rashi and Tosos then. I mean, if you think Mishnah Malach Sederach, yeah, there's other nafkamins between Rashi and Tosos. Other sugyas have nothing to do with Shnei Shvilin. Whether if a person does something at two different occasions, you count it as one shiloh or two shilohs. But over here, there could be many other nafkamins in Shnei Shvilin. Like, for example, maybe the first Tosin Daf Yudam Aleph. What if Reuven and Shimon both touch the same loaf of bread? Tosa says, Asur Daraisa, Chiyuv Misa. Maybe Rashi would say Mutter. Or the Gemara in Shavuos. What if he went into the Mikdash and then got Hazah, Paraduma, and Tvila, then went on the other path and went into the Mikdash? Do you say now he's Chayva Karban because the Iman of Shachi was once Tameh? Or I don't mean like he went to one path, then the other path. No, then he definitely walked over a grave. That's not lumpus, that's posh. Went to one path, went to the Mikdash, and then got Paraduma and Tvila became taller, then went on the other path, went to the Mikdash. The Gemara says something, but it's about Chlokas Achronim and Rishonim, whether Sugar or Shizarab or Shizayach, not clear. Tosus clearly thinks then he'd be Chayva Karban. Because we might have Shachi didn't have Eira. Maybe Rashi would say he's totally fine. It, like all the Achronim who say, based on the round, that case is talking about Rosh Hashayach, and it's nothing with our Sugya. So there could be many other Nachmimas. As well, basically, every case being Manavshach. I don't mean Manavshach when they come into court at the same time. No, that looks bad, and we have to be Machmir because we don't want people to lose their respect for Bezdin and think Bezdin are illogical. So, I mean, every case being Manavshach, that you're not coming to Bezdin the same time. It just works out someone does mean Manavshach. Maybe Manavshach. Rashi would be Mako, and Tosos would be Machmer, like we find in Tosos and Ardaf, not the second Tosos, the first Tosos. So here's a great question in Tosos. In two cases, Tosos thinks it's Midoraisa. One case is good enough. Taf Tosun Yerub and Aleph. If Reuven and Shimon touch the same loaf of bread, Tosfos thinks that's Midoraisa Aser. This case is a little different. Reuven and Shimon touch two different loaves of bread, and Levi ate them both. Tosfos doesn't say if it's Doraisa or Rabbanan, I'm not sure. But either way, it has a similar case as Doraisa, at least.
But
No, because it could be, because everyone agrees that midaraisa, you have to be consistent your whole life. And therefore, you're relying on two contradictory chazakas, so you're going to have nothing to rely on.
There's an exception.
We say gobasu chazaka, but chazaka is achra. And therefore, you know, you can assume, what do you mean go by chazaka? You can assume it worked out the right way. Once you assume that, you can't assume the opposite. And then you get to the mishamalach issue. So I'm not sure in Tosos, but even so, I think it could still be this machlokas. Okay, so it could be other nafkaminas. Maybe Rashi would. Just out. Then maybe Rashi would disagree with Tosos on Daf Yud and Aleph to Maskal Halach and some other Tosos and Rishas. Okay, so that's just, I want to talk a little more about this because in the next year, I want to talk more about Safik Ol, which is also going to get into the question of Safik Tumah Shalayach and Shalabi, because Safik Tumah, Safik Ol is really about Shalayach. But, well, maybe we mashlim, hopefully, by the time we do this and we do Safik Ol, we will try to be mashlim at least the main yisodos of Safik Tumah Shalayach and Shalabi. I don't have the course ready yet, but if anyone just wants to write down what we're going to start with in terms of Safik Ol, I want you to look at the Balamor in Safik Ol and the Tosef Meir Peretz in Safik Ol and the give me 1 second. The Balamor, let's start with the Balamor and Tosef Meir Peretz in Safik Ol. Obviously, also Rashi and Tosos, but that we already saw. And then there's a Tosos here, not about Chometz, but about Machlokes Reb Lezer and the Chachamim, and look in it connected that Tosos and Bob Master and Hamad Bays. There is a Rashbam about this, in Bob Basra and Hamad Bays, and a Ramban in Bob Basra and Hamad Bays. There's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah at the end of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. And the Tosos in Bava Basra and Hamad Bays. So again, to start with, about Safik Ol and Safik Bia, as they call it, the Rashi and Tosos and the Tosos Bein Peretz and the Balamor here on this part of the Gemara. And Bava Basra and Hamad Bays, you'll see the relevant part, Rashbam, Tosos, and Ramban. And a Rashi, the Gemara and Rashi, at the end of the Ayin Amud Aleph, at the beginning of the Ayin Amud Bays, the Sechs of Zara, and I'll type this up and add and send it out later. Mirtz Hashem. Okay, Yaakov.
Do you have any idea why Rashi and